To this day, if things are getting tense in a family conversation, one of us will nonchalantly say, "Serpentine," and we'll all laugh. Serpentining is the perfect metaphor for how we spend enormous energy trying to dodge vulnerability when it would take far less effort to face it straight on. The image also conveys how fruitless it is to think of zigzagging in the face of something as expansive and all-consuming as vulnerability. Serpentining means trying to control a situation, backing out of it, pretending it's not happening, or maybe even pretending that you don't care. We use it to dodge conflict, discomfort, possible confrontation, the potential for shame or hurt, and/or criticism, self or other inflicted. Serpentining can lead to hiding out, pretending, avoidance, procrastination, rationalizing, blaming, and lying. I have a tendency to want to serpentine when I feel vulnerable. If I have to make a difficult call, I'll try to script both sides of it. I'll convince myself that I should wait. I'll draft an email while telling myself that it's better in writing. And I'll think of a million other things to do. I'll emotionally run back and forth until I'm exhausted. Daring greatly. Being present. Paying attention. Moving forward. When I catch myself trying to zigzag my way out of vulnerability, it always helps to have Peter Falk's voice in my head shouting, "Serpentine, Shell!" It makes me laugh, which forces me to breathe. Breathing and humor are great ways to reality check our behaviors and to start engaging with vulnerability. Serpentining is draining, and running back and forth to avoid something is not a good way to live. As I was trying to come up with occasions when serpentining might be useful, I thought about the advice that I once received from an old guy who lived in a Louisiana swamp. My parents took my brother and me to fish in the channels running through some swampland owned by the company my dad worked for in New Orleans. The man who led us onto the property said, "If a gator comes at you, run a zigzag pattern. They're quick, but they ain't good at making turns." Well, a gator did lunge out of the water and ate the end off my mom's fishing pole, but we never were chased. And as it turns out, the whole thing is a myth anyway. According to the experts at the San Diego Zoo, we can easily outrun an alligator, zigzagging or not. They max out at a speed of around 10 or 11 miles per hour, and more important, they can't run very far. They depend on surprise attacks, not chasing down their prey. In that sense, they're very much like the gremlins that live in the shame swamplands and keep us from being vulnerable. So we don't need to serpentine. We just need to be present, pay attention, and move forward.